Welcome back to the Mike Mularkey Show, and it's now time for the Fill Room. And today, joined by a guy I used to play against, Andy Heck. Me and Andy were first round picks together in 1989.
That's right.
And Andy is the offensive line coach. And, you know, I was looking around the room. It's kind of messy. You know, I expect that from an offensive lineman.
I'm going to have to stop you there because I'm disappointed that this O-line room's got a few snacks hanging around in here.
Got chips and candy.
That looks more like a D-lineman's room. This is supposed to be tight in here, nice and ship-shaped.
You know, the crazy thing is I'm looking behind me. You got coffee machines, and I expect cowboy coffee out of offensive linemen, not these fine coffee.
A couple years ago, we had some high draft picks in the O-line, and so we went high-tech on this thing, and we got espresso machines. And every year, whatever rookies make the team, got to provide us with a coffee pot. So we got stacks of them back here.
Nice. Styling the O-line room. All right, today we're going to learn a little bit about protections, and there's a lot of different kinds of protections, but just some basics in protection. You have five-man protection, six-man protection, seven-man protections, and is eight-man protection considered max protection?
Exactly right.
Okay.
And primarily what you're going to see, you know, when we're in our running game and we're in our two-back sets, we're going to be mixing six- and seven-man pros. When you get into sub-protections, typically they're going to be 5, 6, or 7. And one of the things we want to do to protect the quarterback is vary our protections.
All right, well, the first one that we're going to show people, and most of these are shotguns so everybody can kind of get an understanding of the protection. The first one here is a 5-man protection. And as people can see here by the formation, Rashad Jennings is in the backfield, and then Mercedes is going to free release as well as Rashad. So it's going to leave five offensive linemen. And let's run the tape here, because I think the real key to a five-man protection is the center stays in the middle, right?
That's right. You know, when we're protecting with just five, in other words, we've free released the two guys that you see, the tight end and the runner. We've only got five guys. Now, oftentimes a defense will rush five. Typically, and we tell our O-linemen, more than half the time they're going to rush four. But if they rush five, we've got to have a system in order to pick up that fifth guy. So we've got various tips and rules that'll help us do that.
And it's pretty easy when you're blocking four. And let's stop it here for just a minute, because if a defense sends more than you have in protection, that falls back on the quarterback, correct? He's got to be in sync with what the protection is and who's coming, right?
That's right. I mean, in this room, we're dealing with protecting the quarterback in terms of blocking the guys. But everybody on this offense is involved in protection. Just like you said, the quarterback's got to know what his problem is, what makes us hot, because they can overload you. If they bring six against five, right, we're hot. So the quarterback
means the quarterback's got to get rid of the ball.
He's got to get rid of it, and in order to do that, there has to be a receiver
who knows that the blitz is coming, and he changes his route to make it quick.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, this is 5-man protection. Let's go to the next play, and the next play is 6-man protection.
They bring two on him. Receiver executes it beautifully. We're hot. We're picked.
And go back here. This is slide protection. The center, and in this case it's Brewster, he goes away from Rashad, and look at Rashad picking up the blitzer. And so really a six-man protection, you have three on one side and three on the other. Center goes with a guard and a tackle on one side. The back stays with a guard and a tackle on the other side. So it's a balanced, really, protection.
Exactly right.
And you know, I remember playing defensive line, we'd always want to see where the offset back was, because it would give us a tip as to where the slide protection was going to go to, where the center would go to. But what you see when they line up is not always the case, correct? Because this next play is a little different, right? This next play, Rashad is going to go to the other side.
Exactly right. And you can see, and as I said earlier, we don't want to be booked in our protections. Earlier, we saw Rashad release. Then we saw him pick up a blitzer over here. Now we're going to send him to the other side. So we're not getting booked on what it is we're doing. And in a situation like this, you can see this linebacker is actually guarding Rashad man-to-man. Had Rashad stayed there to block, he would have added right on him.
And that's called, for people that don't know, that's a hug-up blitz, where he knows if the back stays in, I got him in man coverage, I don't have to just sit here and cover nobody. I can go and be an extra rusher.
So, you know, by a little tweak in the design here, send them back the other way, that guy's got to run a longer path to get to the quarterback. So it's a good changeup for us.
And so we had a 5-man protection, a 6-man to where the center went away from the back, and then a 6-man protection slide where the back went away to the opposite side of the formation of where he lined up from. Now this next play is a 7-man protection. And you guys obviously have one of the best blocking tight ends in the league in Mercedes Lewis, a tremendous blocker, and it must be nice as an offensive lineman to know that he's there to help.
That's right. Mercedes does a lot of things for us in terms of blocking. He's certainly a threat down the field. So that to having him be able to stay in as a protector and really has the ability to block as well as any of our old linemen is a huge plus for us.
Now, on this, Mercedes picks up a blitzer and does a great job. Rashad mm-hmm. picks up a blitzer coming into the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we freeze it right there, Will Smith, the defensive end, who initially showed that he was rushing on Cameron Bradfield, drops back off into coverage. This is kind of like, I guess, a fire zone somewhat.
Yeah, this is a replacement blitz or a fire zone. You can see, you know, if we were saying, hey, we're going to take four down in the mic and give our outside backers to our backs, what they do is they actually drop both defensive ends and then bring a safety replacement blitz.
And the guy coming off the corner that actually gets a hit on Blaine Gabbert, that's a guy you can't account for. The quarterback has to know that and get rid of the ball in a hurry, and he does just that.
Has to know. He's got to stand in there with courage, deliver a good throw, just what he does.